Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of the leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you have been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you and may come and say to you, give this person your place. Then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers, or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Change is in the air. Summer is nearly gone, and autumn begins in just a few weeks. Here at Christ the King, today is the last day of our summer schedule. Next week, we'll see the return of our choirs, new Sunday morning opportunities for children and adults, and children worshiping, serving, growing, learning, and making a joyful noise with us at our 10:30 service. We are a Christian community, a faith family. Week by week, year by year, we worship together, pray for one another, enjoy one another's company. We grow in faith and discipleship as we learn from one another, and as we work side by side in service to God's call, both here at church and through our many outreach ministries. We don't all live in the same household. Thanks be to God. But we all share in this household of faith. Through our exercise of faithful stewardship, sharing of our time, our abilities, our resources, we respond to God's call with willing hands and thoughtful minds and grateful hearts. We are indeed blessed. At the heart of Jesus' teachings, he gives us two simple and memorable commandments which teach us how to live and how to live together. Love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. These commandments lie at the heart of our Judeo-Christian tradition. They were first given in the Hebrew scriptures, in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. We often use this central teaching as a personal standard for how we conduct our lives, guiding us in our daily practice of Christian discipleship. In Mother Anita's summer Bible study, we explored Timothy Keller's book, Gospel in Life. The author emphasizes the nature of the church as community and likens the church to a city on a hill. That's a reference to Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill, cannot be hid. The author observes that while one's individual faith practice is essential, the most authentic and transformative encounter with God is found within a community of faith, where we can grow in our love of God and one another together. So, what does it mean for our faith family to be the light of the world, a city on a hill? In John's Gospel, Jesus tells us, "Just as I have loved you, so also you should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples." Everyone will know us as his disciples, even people outside of our faith community? How does that work? There are only two ways that the world might see and know that we are his disciples: when we welcome people in, and when we carry that love out beyond our own doors, loving our neighbors as ourselves. Perhaps that is why our great doors are so big. They were built for a lot of going out and coming in. Together, these entries and exits are the basis for the ministries of hospitality and outreach, the two great foundations of Christian service. Both here within our church home and in the world, we bear the love of Christ in every contact with our neighbors. The phrase "one another" appears 59 times in the New Testament. Counting similar passages that don't include those exact words, there are many more. The words "one another" don't appear at all in our scripture readings today, yet they lie at the heart of all of them. Our reading from the Hebrew scriptures is from the apocryphal book of Sirach, a wisdom writing similar to the book of Proverbs. It was in regular use in Jesus' time and would have been familiar to early Christians, including those who wrote our New Testament scriptures. Sirach tells us, "The beginning of human pride is to forsake the Lord. The heart has withdrawn from its maker." We understand the sin of pride as placing one's own self-interest above God and the welfare of others. The sin of pride leaves no room for God or for one another. The psalmist gives us some "one another's": be merciful, compassionate, generous, just. From the letter to the Hebrews, show hospitality to strangers. Remember those who are imprisoned. Love God and people, not money. Honor the vows of marriage. Be content and share what you have. In Jesus' parable about choosing your place at a banquet table, he teaches us about the virtue of humility, not only pride's opposite, but also its cure. As a child, I went to YMCA summer camp every year. The motto of our camp was, "God is first, the other person is second, I am third." A gentle reminder of God's intended order for our world and the basis for all of our one anothering. I want to share with you a story about the power and potential of community and one anothering. It's a story that all of us together helped to write. This past summer, a family heard God calling to them, saying, "Feed my people." And they said, "Here we are, Lord, send us." Because of their willing and faithful yes, the Holy Spirit blessed them and enabled them to carry out that yes. Because when we give God our yes, God never leaves us to accomplish his work alone. And so, one Sunday morning, empowered by the Spirit, this family stepped up to our lectern and launched our peanut butter drive. And we, the people of God, said, "Yes, here we are, Lord, send us." And because of our yes, the Spirit of God blessed us, extravagantly, as is the Spirit's nature, with hearts of abundance and overflowing generosity, and a spirit of lively and friendly competition. And so the yes of one family was blessed and multiplied and became our yes. And united as a household of faith, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we delivered 1,179 jars of peanut butter to our neighbors at Interfaith Community Services. All because one family offered to God their faithful yes and poured their hearts into that yes and shared that yes with all of us. But that's not the end of the story. God always has the last word. The peanut butter that we at Christ the King gave to ICS would make around 18,000 peanut butter sandwiches. That's a lot of lunch. But you need more than peanut butter to make a meal. Throw in some bread and jam, some fruit or veggies, a glass of milk, and a sweet treat, and you have a tasty and nutritious meal. Adding our yes to that of so many individuals and organizations and faith families here in Tucson, God's good spirit works through all of us together to feed a multitude. We are the people of God, members of God's own household, marked as Christ's own forever. We are the body of Christ, a Christian community, interdependent members, one of another, with Christ as our head. We are the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, shining as a light in the darkness, a city on a hill, to show forth the love of God and to guide his people home. God has called upon us to host a great banquet, flinging the doors wide open and inviting all who hunger and thirst and bearing God's light out from our city on a hill, so that they might find their way, so that they might come and taste and see that the Lord is good. There is still much work to be done. Let us give thanks and get on with it. Amen.